Well, hello everybody. It's about 14 days after the new year. How you all doing? This is CA, on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, a day short and a dollar late, naturally. We've been having internet trouble here at the Face Studio 1 here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. So I ain't been able to get things rolling, and we're going to be revamping our podcast, our Christian podcast show. Ain't going to be too many changes, just a couple of things that we're going to do to kind of revamp it for you all. I want to remind you, though, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, hey, or even suggestions, feel free, you can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, right here at the station, anytime, at all, too. And if you go to my Facebook page, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, right, when you're doing that. When you search up that Morning Brew Christian Podcast, I want you to follow me for free. So all you got to do is just check that like button. And you can also follow me on all major networks. Here we go. A lot of people say, what networks you on? If you got an Apple phone, you can go to Apple Podcasts. You can go to Google Podcasts. You can go to iHeartRadio. Download that iHeartRadio app. Excuse me. When you download it, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Now, also, just here about a couple of weeks ago, I got me an Alexa. If you have an Alexa, you can ask Alexa the, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, and it will. She will. And play all episodes or whatever you want. So we are here to love. We are here to serve. Also, something new we're doing. When you go to my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, if you go to that, click on the information section, that is my direct phone number. We got what's called a text-a-prayer. See, hey, what's a text-a-prayer? Text-a-prayer is, you can text me your prayer request, you can go anonymous, or you can give me your name and your state, and me and my prayer team will pray for you, because we want to do that. So it's called text-a-prayer, okay? So we got all major outlets on anything, or you can simply just Google me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. All right, well, today we normally do Billy Graham Fridays. Today we're going to do a Billy Graham what? Saturday. Saturday being January the 14th, 2023. I've got two songs I'm going to play. I'm going to play this Jason Crabb song we haven't played in a little while. Then I've got a new song coming up from one of our artists, and I'll explain that here shortly. But let's go ahead and kick this off as you get ready to get your coffee, just as I am, Jason Crabb, my friend. Good morning.
I just wanna say thank you, thank you. just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for loving me. Just as I am, in the good and the bad, you still understand.
Just as I am with Jason Crabb, my friend. All right, now we've got a new song I want you guys to hear. It just came out. It's a Phil Wickham song. It's called This Is Our God. And then we're going to have Billy Graham coming up right after this. So on Billy Graham's special Saturday, it's going to be entitled Born Again. So let's go ahead and play this though right now. Phil Wickham, This Is Our God, new album.
Anyway.
beautiful song. Phil Wickham, This Is Our God. We'll be playing that a lot. And good morning, everybody, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. CA back at the rim here. We're getting things back to normal as we're getting ready to revamp our Christian Podcast Show. Guys, I've been so extremely busy. We've been having internet trouble. The weather's been really wacky for wintertime here in the great state of Texas, believe it or not. We've been cold. We've been hot. We've been cold. We've been hot. Been people under the weather. Just people that's sick. We're going to be praying for you guys at the close of the service. But I want to talk a little bit. You know, your 2022 is behind you. We're already, 14 days past that. And we're in 2023. What are your goals? What is your ambitions in life? What do you want to happen for you? Well, think about this for a second. You take one day at a time, right? We take baby steps in our life. Even as a new Christian, when you have Jesus Christ in your heart and you accept Him as personal Savior, as I hope most of you do, there's probably some that are not. And you're probably like, CA, what are you talking about? Well, I'm going to give you a prime example. When you have Jesus in your heart and He lives in you and you accept Him, it's a free gift, absolutely free. And it's eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He loves you. He created you. He is our Father God. You see, God's three in one. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So back in 1994, Billy Graham did a crusade, and he was in Cleveland, Ohio. I want you guys to listen to this, and it is called, How Do I Begin Again?
I want us to turn to the second chapter of John's Gospel, beginning with verse 23. Jesus had been traveling throughout the land of Palestine, and when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. These people believed in Jesus. These were very religious people. They were religious leaders. But they didn't believe on Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. And there are thousands of people here tonight that believe in Jesus Christ with your mind. You believe enough to go to church. You believe enough to engage in even Christian work and good works. But deep in your heart, you really don't know Christ as your Lord and your Master and your Savior. What's wrong? Something's wrong with the human heart. We're living in a revolutionary and changing world, and man's moral ability is lagging behind his technological ability. And it could mean disaster for the human race. The greatest need in the world at this moment is the transformation of human nature. There was a game being played, the last game of the World Series. The series was tied 3-3. And in the seventh game between New York and Washington, a man came to bat in the ninth inning. There were two outs. His name was Goose Goslin. He came to bat. He hit a home run. The crowd went wild. But when he got around to home plate, the umpire was yelling, "You're out, out, out." The crowd became incensed at the umpire. They said, "Kill the ump." And then finally he was able to be heard. He said, "Goose Goslin failed to touch first base." And he was out. And they lost the game. And there are many people that have religion. They have a lot of religion, but they fail to touch first base. They fail to have that encounter with Christ, and you may be one of them. an economist speaking in London a few weeks ago said, we need a new birth. And this is what Jesus Christ said. He said in the next chapter, the third chapter of John, you must be born again. He said, if you're not born again, you'll never see the kingdom of heaven. Jesus knew that man was capable of lying and cheating and hate and prejudice and social inequality. He said, out of the heart proceed evil thoughts and murders and adulteries and thefts and false witnesses and blasphemies. These are the things, he said, which defile a man. Psychologists and psychiatrists and sociologists agree that something is wrong, but they don't know what it is. Why cannot man climb any higher morally than he is now? The Bible always describes the disease that we have as the free act of an intelligent, moral, responsible being. There are many words in the Bible that are translated sin. Many words. Transgression is one of them. Transgression means that we've broken the Ten Commandments, and every person here tonight has broken the Ten Commandments. Somewhere along the line, you told one lie. And the Bible says if you've broken one commandment, you've broken them all. So that means that you've broken all the commandments. And we haven't lived up to the Sermon on the Mount. We're missing the mark. All unrighteousness is sin, the scripture says in 1 John 5:17. Then there's iniquity. Iniquity means there's a turning aside from the straight path. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. The Bible teaches that the spirit is dead toward God. We have a body, but living inside is our spirit, and it's that spirit of ours that is going to live forever, either in heaven or hell. And the difference will be the decision that you make about Jesus Christ. Mark Twain was once asked, what are the two greatest words in the English language? And he replied, not guilty. The two greatest words, not guilty. And that's what God is going to say to you at the judgment if you know Christ. If you don't know Christ, if you haven't had this relationship with Christ, you'll be declared guilty and suffer the consequences. Well, what is the new birth? What does it mean to start over? Nicodemus asked that question. How can a man be born when he's old? He wanted to understand it. Now, when Jesus said that you must be born again, he didn't mean you could inherit it. Because he said in John 1:13, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. He didn't say that you could be baptized and that would get you to heaven. Oh, you should be baptized after you come to Christ. Simon the sorcerer was baptized by Philip after having intellectually believed. But Peter told him, your heart's not right in the sight of God. You need Christ. Or confirmation. Or whatever practice they have in your denomination, in your church. The conditions of belonging to the church were that you must first be saved. Some of you might have been saved at confirmation and some might not have been. I mean, only the Holy Spirit knows when a person is born again, when that line is crossed. And you can't be saved by works. You can do all the good works. You can go with Franklin and all the people that are doing good social work around the world. But the scripture says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. And you can't be saved by reformation. Oh, you can reform. You might do better for a while. You can take a pig, clean him up, put some nice clothes on him, put him in your living room, put a little perfume on him. He smells good. He looks good. He acts good. As a matter of fact, Franklin and his wife have got a pig. That's a fact. He's a pet. It's not my kind of a pet. I have a dog's. But he's a nice pig. I rubbed him and petted him and
He honked back a couple times. But you can take a pig and dress him up and put him in the living room. And you think the pig has changed. He's been reformed. He's different. But open the door. Where does he go? Back to the mud puddle. Because he feels more at home there. And some people say, well, you can imitate Jesus. You can do the things Jesus did as best you can, and that's enough, isn't it? The Bible says, be ye therefore followers of God, and I'm going to follow God as best I can, and that ought to do it. But does it? And there are many people like that about Jesus Christ. They have good works. They reform. They do good things. But deep inside your heart, you are not certain that you've really been to the cross and had your sins forgiven. Frederick the Great of Prussia was a professing Christian. He once invited Voltaire, the famous atheist, to a banquet. And during the toast, Voltaire said, I will barter my seat in heaven for one Prussian mark. After a silence, a fellow guest spoke up and said to Voltaire, sir, in Prussia, we have a law that says before we can sell anything, we have to have proof of ownership. Can you prove that you have a seat in heaven? I ask you this, can you prove that you have a seat in heaven? The only way you can get a seat is to come to the cross and confess that you're a sinner and receive Christ as Lord and Savior. And come to the empty tomb and believe that he rose again from the dead. Voltaire was speechless. He didn't know what to say. To be born again means to be born from above. The Holy Spirit of God comes in and gives you a new heart. You see, your old nature is no good. You have to have a new nature. You have to have a new heart. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, says Ezekiel 36. In Acts, Peter called it repenting and being converted. In Romans, Paul speaks of it as being alive from the dead. In 2 Corinthians, he calls it being a new creation. Old things have passed away. Everything becomes new. Has that happened to you? It could happen tonight. It can happen right here. You don't have to wait some other day. You don't have to put it off. The Beatles used to sing a song, another time and another day. No, for you, it's not another time and it's another day. It's tonight, right now. You need to make your commitment to Christ. And you can do it tonight. In Colossians, Paul calls it putting off the old man with his deeds and putting on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Just before I came here, a man in the city of Asheville near our home in North Carolina pulled a gun on the teller who handed him the money as instructed. But that man did not know that the bag also contained a dye bomb. And when it exploded, it covered the money, the bag, and his hand with this dye. And he couldn't get it off. And when they caught him, the dye was easy to see. And because of sin, we have dye on our souls. And we can't wash it off because of this dye, we're easily spotted and caught and brought to the judgment. But Jesus can cleanse the dye with his blood. The only way to cleanse the dye of sin is by the blood of Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin, the scripture says. And that's what you need tonight. Now what happens? Nicodemus asked Jesus, he said, how can it happen? What happens? Jesus said there's a mystery to it. He used the analogy of the wind. He said, the wind blows where it listeth. You can't see it. You can't catch it. But you can feel it. You can see the effects of it. The Holy Spirit comes into our hearts and gives us a new nature, and you can't pick it up and analyze it with your hands or put it in a laboratory. It's the work of the Spirit of God in you when you say yes to Christ. And that's the way some of you think about the gospel of Christ, and you think about the cross and the resurrection. It's too simple. It can't possibly be true. What has been sung here tonight can't be true. It's too easy, it's too simple. See, you come to Christ, that's easy in a way, because you have to repent of sin. That means that you have to say to God, I'm sorry I'm a sinner. I'm willing to turn from my sin, but Lord, I'll need your help even when I give these things up. I can't do it by myself.
Amen. You know, Billy Graham's legacy still lives on, and there is a way to change your heart. We call it heart change. And we're here to help you guys. CA is, not only do I do work for iHeartRadio, but I have an outreach ministry on our podcast show. Right now, maybe you're going through a lot right now. We're going to play a song for you to meditate on. Maybe you're like, CA, I really want to learn about Jesus Christ. I'm going to give you an opportunity this morning while you're drinking a cup of coffee, or maybe you're on the road, or maybe you're eating a sandwich and you just loved the Billy Graham. Maybe you felt the Holy Spirit like the late Billy Graham was talking about, this little gust of wind, or this little wind was blowing and it's speaking inside of you. See, we were talking about God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, the three in one. The wind, think about it, like a wind shift. Maybe there is a wind shift with the Holy Spirit speaking to you right now. We're going to play this song in its entirety, and then I'm going to help you. I can't make you, but we're going to do a three-way for the first of the year, 14 days into it, on 2023, a three-way Christian podcast altar call. This is a great song, friends. Meditate Your Heart, Crystal Lewis. It's a combination, Just As I Am, and I Surrender All. Focus on Jesus.
Just as I am.
Beautiful song, Crystal Lewis, a combination of Just As I Am and I Surrender All. Before we close out, let me ask you something. We're going to do a three-way podcast altar call. How is your life right now? Of course, it's in shambles. We're not all perfect, are we? But we know one thing. Let's talk to the sinners for a little bit. Are you going through a battle of uncertainty, of not actually knowing if there is a God? Well, I'm here to tell you, just as Billy Graham had said, there is a God. You see, friends, you have a choice. You have a soul living inside of you. That soul's got to make a choice. You have to make a choice. There's no way out of that. The choice is Jesus or Satan. Me personally, it's following Jesus. Are you going to pick up the cross and follow him? If you are, I want to help you today as your brother in Christ. It's very simple. Get in an area. We'll give you a few moments. Get in an area where you're to yourself, and it's just you and the Holy Spirit. And if you're driving, please pull over in a safe zone, because it's well worth what's fixing to take place. We want you to be born again. God wants you to be born again. As your brother in Christ, I would love for you to be born again. Brothers and sisters in Christ. So here's what we're going to do. I want you to close your eyes, if you can, meditate on the Lord, and say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. God, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Wash away any sins that I've ever committed. Lord, with an open heart, I know that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, and he died on the cross for my sins and everyone else's sins. They were nailed to the cross. And when he died on the cross, on the third day, he is resurrected and he is alive and well. Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you as my personal Savior. Live in me forever and forever. For I accept you into my heart. And I put all my faith, all of my hope, and all of my trust in you. And Lord, I don't know, being a new Christian, what it's going to be like. I know I'm going to have battles. And I know there's going to be brothers and sisters in Christ that's going to help me. But you're my main path. And I can't even imagine living my life without you. Thank you for coming into my heart and saving my soul. For I love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Congratulations, friends, brothers, sisters in Christ. Welcome to the kingdom. What did you do? A little breakdown. One, you admitted that you're a sinner. With a humble heart, You ask Jesus to forgive you of all your many sins, to wash away your sins. Secondly, you committed your life to Christ. You put all your faith, hope, and trust in Him. You know that He came down as God-man, and He died on the cross. He didn't have to, but He did because He loved us. And that's the only way. He's the olive branch to get to heaven. And our sins was nailed to that cross. And on the third day, He resurrected, and He's alive and well, and He's sitting on the right-hand side next to God. And then you're being the new believer, you're following Him, the direction that He wants you to go in your life. Even though there's uncertainties, you've got helplines, your brothers and sisters in Christ that love and care about you. CA does too as well. So I want to say welcome to the kingdom. Will you do me a favor? If you did get saved during this podcast on 2023, our first show, I laugh because it's 14 days after, but still, it's an outreach ministry that I have here on iHeartRadio. Will you email me? Give me your name and your state, morningsbrew@gmail.com. morningsbrew@gmail.com, or put it on the comments if you want to just rejoice and share it as a testimony on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Put that on there, or you can be my friend, C.A. Hall. I mean, I don't mind, the more the merrier. Also, you can do what's called text a prayer. That's right, text a prayer. How do you get to that, CA? Go to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on Facebook. Click on station information. My direct number's right there. Send me a text and let me know you got saved. Let me know that you got reached through Billy Graham and that CA, my brother in Christ, not only my on-air personality, not only am I a Bible college student, ordained minister and everything, I'm not even after these titles. You know what? I'm just here to love, serve, and reach others. But will you text that to me directly on that line? Again, if you go to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, click on station information, you'll find my direct number there. Send me a text. Say, hey, I got saved. Isn't just text a prayer. You can do that too as well. If you want to go anonymous, but give me your name, your state, and I accepted Jesus Christ, and I'll send you a hallelujah because I'm happy for you. And I want you to share this podcast anytime. All right, now secondly, on our three-way prayer, we want to pray for Christians that have maybe fallen out of grace. See, you can still be a Christian because you are, but you can fall out of grace. Maybe you're going through situations where you're having marital trouble right now. Maybe you're going through situations to where you're cursing like a sailor and you shouldn't. Well, let me tell you something. You're a Christian. You have God in your life. You've been off the wrong track. Maybe you've done things you shouldn't have done. Maybe you got hooked on heavy alcohol, drugs, or whatever it may be, but God can change you. You're revamping yourself. So today, on this prayer, I want to help revamp you through this prayer as your brother in Christ. So let's say this prayer for a Christian, brothers and sisters in Christ, that might have got off the train track, as I should say. If you took it as a train and went off a track, if that makes any sense, okay? Dear Jesus, we come to you today. We ask you, God. A lot of people have got off the train track. May this 2023, they get back on the track and follow you and reach others. Lord, they may be going through situations in their marriages, their relationships, with their families, their children. Oh God, I just pray. America needs to get back on the track, the train track of serving and loving you. And I just pray in your precious name that you help my brothers and sisters out in Christ. And Lord, forgive them. Let them ever draw close to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And again, you can text that to me on text a prayer by going through the station information and let me know. Hey, I revamped myself. Give me your name and state or email me morningsbrew@gmail.com. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Now, my third altar call podcast podcast altar call. Is I want to talk to the prodigals out there. There's a lot of people that you're probably like, well, see, hey, I thought this was just a coffee show, and it had Billy Graham. Okay, I listened to him growing up or whatever. But I was hoping this was been a comical deal. Well, we do comedy, yes. We're revamping our Christian podcast show within the next week or the next couple of weeks. However, we're here to tell about Jesus. So you've got a choice, prodigals out there, you naysayers. See, Jesus loves you regardless of you're not believing in him. But the question I want to ask you is are you going to just shun him off? Because I'm going to tell you something right now. You shun him too many times, he won't speak to you. And heaven forbid today, or any day, because we don't know how long God has life for us. You see, every day is a gift of life from God. So my question to you is if you shun him off and he doesn't speak to your heart, the Holy Spirit doesn't, the Helper, right? The Holy Spirit. And you reject him. Oh, friend or friends, or you're missing the greatest gift. Because the day of judgment day, and I'm not to judge, but Scripture reminds us in the book of Revelation, he's got the book of life. And when you stand before God, see, we've got to stand before God on every accountability of our life. My question to you is if you didn't accept him, and that day comes and he says, I ye not know you. And he casts you out in a lake of fire. You want to sit there and crisp with Satan, with Lucifer down there, with his little minions down there? Or would you rather have the greatest gift of God? Brothers and sisters in Christ rejoicing. Maybe grandma, grandpa, your brother, your sister, are up there and they're rejoicing. They're serving him. You see, he has many mansions. These homes are nice, but he has many mansions up in heaven, 10 times, 15 times billion better than what it is down here. You see, because up there, there's love and there's light. Because Jesus, our God, is the light. Please, I can only plead to you, turn your life around. Turn your life around to Jesus. It's the greatest gift you could have. I'm going to pray for you guys that don't believe in him. And I hope you get to him before it's too late. And I'm only telling you because I care. So let's pray for our prodigals out there. Dear Jesus, if there's a prodigals out there that are naysayers, there's a lot of them out there, a lot of atheists, but you can change hearts. And I just pray in your precious name, oh God, that you just change them. Oh Lord, I pray that they turn their heart around, whether it's a friend, a Christian podcast, whatever it is, and they change. And they're going through a heart change. Oh Lord, we love you in everything you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, what a way to kick off a podcast show for the first part of 2023. Again, I'm very excited because we're revamping our Christian podcast show. We're still going to be doing Billy Graham Fridays. Again, we're doing this on Saturday. We got new Christian characters that are going to be coming in. The deacon's still here, by the way. He'll still be here. And producer Dave will. But I have others. And we got great Bible teaching coming up. We got great music. We got new music. We're going to also add in just a little bit of a sneak peek on what's going to happen is I'm going to go back into what's called flashbacks. I've had people ask me, flashback 80s Christian music, like example, Carmen's. You're going to be hearing more Carmen music. You're going to be hearing more Stephen Curtis Chapman, Michael W. Smith, these guys in their early years, Amy Grant. You're going to be hearing all that, and that's all exciting, and I want y'all to be a special part of that. Now, let me tell you, you can share this Christian podcast anytime. If you got a brother and sister or friend or relative who doesn't know about Jesus, put that Billy Graham on and forward it over. You have exclusive rights to share that. My ministry is to love and serve. And also, we got this text of prayer. It's a new thing that I'm doing. And again, if you haven't heard, and I'll probably say it again many, many times, you can always email me, guys up here at the station, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or text of prayer, which go to my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You can click on station information. My number's there. Text me. If you want to text me anything, feel free. You can also like me on my Facebook page, C.A. Hall. Add me on as your friend. The more the merrier. You know, we are what? The family of God. And also, by the way, we'll be playing a lot of Bill Gaithers. There's all kinds of things happening. I'm really excited about this revamping. And I put a lot of work into this, so. But let's lead off in prayer, as y'all get ready to enjoy your Saturday. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over God and protect us, for we love you. Take care of each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. All right, well, this is CA going to saddle up and leave Faith Studio 1 here at the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth on a very cold, dark, early morning. So y'all have a great day. Anything I can do for you, let me know, and we'll talk to you later. Bye for now.